Hello everyone and welcome to the Keto Chapters episode, I don't know. So I suppose we need to start with the fact that we said, will we really, yeah, don't unplug that, my laptop's on charge.
No, I wasn't going to, I was going to move it.
Will we really consistent with uploads now? We've got a plan. Then what happened?
And then the plan had to get binned.
So last time we sat down to film a podcast, Kestival had just finished.
I don't remember doing one after Kestival.
It was a Kestival recap. So this one's a little bit different because we've decided to go live on our Facebook page at the same time. Basically, because we're going to be talking about strength training, exercise, probably a bit of running, considering you started that up again. It was a highly requested episode, but we also might get some questions whilst we film. So hence the live stream at the same time. So if you are watching live, then if you have any questions throughout, leave them in the comments and we'll get back to
you. I'll try not to get too distracted.
Yeah, don't.
I do get distracted though.
If a question pops up, don't answer it immediately. We have time.
Okay.
And this podcast needs to have structure. Hence why I've got some bullet points.
Okay.
I've planned things out.
I've got coffee.
I have coffee as well.
You have bullet points, I have coffee.
Together, it's bullet coffee. No, it's not. We're not doing any brand deals.
No, actually, there's no... I've just got a little bit of cream. Look, which camera? That camera. There you go. A little bit of cream.
Okay, so first thing, quick recap. What's been happening? Why have we not filmed a podcast? Because last time, as I said, last time we filmed... it was a recap of Kestival, which, to be quite honest, feels like it was the other half of the year.
That feels like it was
not
that,
two months ago, because it was 2 months ago yesterday, the day before. It was 21st, so it's the 23rd of October now.
Wow. It's only 2 months since Kestival.
A lot's happened.
Yeah.
So, recap.
We opened a bakery.
We did. End of story.
Yeah. We opened a bakery, and every minute of my day has been taken up with that for the last 6 weeks.
There we go. That's why. That's simple as that.
It's been as simple as that. We've just had no time to sit down. I barely see Ella at the moment, even though we do still live in the same house. But anyway, that's
getting... Well, at some points I did think you lived in the bakery.
Yeah, but that's all sorted itself out now. We are... the bakery is now up and running. Oops, sorry. Just realised there's crumbs underneath my laptop. Bakery is now up and running and life is resuming.
Don't jinx it.
Okay.
Life will never be normal.
Life will never be normal. Yeah, but saying that, I've now managed to successfully go out running twice in the last week, and for me, that's life becoming back to normal.
And I've been the most consistent I ever have been with training as well, which I suppose is a great place to be in filming this podcast.
But I do obviously a lot of my training with members.
Yeah.
We then do our purpose of this chat today. We then do our two sessions with Darren, and we'll talk a bit more about Darren actually during this. But then last Saturday was my first time out? Might have been.
Yes, because you challenged Emma.
Okay, so here's what not to do in the members group. Make a mistake with your hashtags because it sets off a new trend. So
actually, because one of my bullet points,
okay,
and we won't skip ahead, but one of my bullet points is the 90-day commitment.
Right,
That's something that's been happening in the members group. I was about to say something and I can't remember. We've got quite a few people watching on Facebook now. So
yeah, come and say hello if you're watching on Facebook. We can see the comments.
Essentially, I'll keep repeating this because I know people will just jump in. We're filming a podcast about strength training, weight training, running, exercise in general. If you have any questions, then leave them in the comments and we'll see if we can...
Will you be able to insert some of the stuff that you've been doing and some of the stuff that we filmed at Darren's?
So if you're... listening/watching this podcast on YouTube, I can put some video overlays.
Just to show what you've... I mean, specifically what you've been doing for the last sort of like 3 or 4 months.
So we have filmed a lot of our workouts because I mean, first of all, regardless of whether you have a social media presence or not, I think it's really important to film your workouts. I film almost all of my, you know, my deadlifting sets, my squats and whatever, because then you watch them back for form. Mm. But also, we tend to post quite a bit because we've realised it actually, it motivates other people to see what we do and the variety of...
Well, I mean, it also shows people that you know, certainly anyone, and I saw it only a couple of days ago in the group, people worried about training without carbs.
Yeah.
And then training without breakfast, and then training fully fasted.
Yeah.
And,
so
you
know,
and we've gone through. I mean, have you eaten yet today? Have you? Did you eat?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I've got into the habit of having a big breakfast.
Right. Okay.
And it's helping.
I mean, obviously, I broke my fast just over an hour ago, and prior to that, we'd done our weight training session and have been out for a run.
Mm.
You know, and yeah, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I might have found that more difficult to do, or actually, I wouldn't have thought that was possible. I wouldn't have thought I could go out and do the, like, I mean, I know you kept records and you sort of just said you wish you kept records for me, but we were bench pressing today and I bench pressed my body weight in a fasted state. I didn't take any pre-workouts. I've not taken, in fact, all I'd had, my pre-workout is also a cup of coffee first thing in the morning with a bit of cream. You know, and then came home, put my running shoes on, and went out running for 5 miles. Wouldn't have thought that was possible a couple of years ago.
So, we've been training with Darren for over a year now.
We've been training with Darren for 10 years.
Well, actually, yeah. So, first of all, yeah, shout out to Darren. Darren,
can we tag him?
I don't know.
I'm going to see if we can tag our trainer in the... Oh, he's not in the public group, is he?
No, but he's on Facebook.
Yeah, no, but this is going to the public group. Oh, yeah,
no,
page.
It's going on the page.
Yeah, page. Yeah, okay.
You'll be able to do it. On YouTube and on the podcast, I will put a link to his Facebook and Instagram pages. If you're in and around the Kettering, Northamptonshire area, then give him a look, because... to be fair, actually, I think he's fully booked.
He is generally fully booked. He only does one-to-one.
I think you might have to go...
He does as a family. He does a lot of couples as well. I've seen him sort of train with couples. So I started to go to some of his circuit sessions. he had a gym, an MMA gym, just outside Wellingborough. And we met him at a Christmas event. He's a cousin of a friend of ours. You wouldn't remember. Yeah, you wouldn't remember.
Is he a cousin? Cousin of who? Oh, Niall.
That's his uncle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pam.
Yeah, Pam.
Cool, that was a bit of knowledge I didn't know I had.
Yeah. So anyway, I started to go to some of his sessions, so his circuit sessions, and thinking about it, this was at the time I was training to be a fitness instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been, that 8-9 years ago, I was training to be a fitness instructor. So it was always sort of very helpful in advice, but most of the time when he was talking to me, I just didn't understand him, because obviously his level of training is well above where I was.
Yeah,
I was just at the beginning entry level. But going to some of his sessions and him knowing that I was also going through fitness training meant I was an easy target for him. Still an easy target for him.
He doesn't dare mess about with me. He knows I won't. He's like, do one more rep. No, I'm fine, thanks.
He doesn't let you off that lightly. He doesn't let you off.
Not anymore.
That rep 3 today on your last set...
On the bench press,
yeah.
I thought I was just going to give up at one point.
You were stuck. You were stuck. But I don't know, he had his hands underneath the bar, but I don't think he took any
of the weight. But you know, it's something psychological, isn't it? He wasn't touching the bar, but because he was there, I was like, well, I've got nothing to lose, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, I'd started my training with him first. And then, unfortunately, his gym had to close because the land development. So he was without a gym for a little while. And it was only when we refound him again in Kettering.
In Wellingborough. It was over Wellingborough side, wasn't it?
No, he got one in Rushden. He used to use a room over in Rushden for a little while. But then, no, I sort of spotted that he'd got a room where he is now.
Mm.
And we sort of took him there. But anyway, yeah, you started to do MMA training with
yeah,
Darren.
Yeah, when he was over there.
Yeah, that's the Wellingborough one. That's the main one, yeah. It was just a farm, or like a, not a farm, like a big shed.
Yeah.
Like a big warehouse, that's the words we're looking for. Freezing cold during the winter.
Doesn't matter once you're in and you're
baking hot once you were in there in the summertime. But it was a great place. Big boxing gym, MMA gym. Yeah, and he taught you how to... He taught you self-defense, basically, didn't he?
Well, yeah, and I learned I can do a lot just by going for someone's ears.
Ears and nose.
Ears and nose, yeah. Well, when you've got... Because it wasn't Darren that always trained us. There was,
no, it was
Gary, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Gary, yeah.
And we used to play bulldog.
Yeah.
And once he got you, you just did whatever you could to get to the other side of the
and
room.
That was the point of the game.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Was the point.
The
it
point
wasn't
of the
just,
game
yeah.
was, it wasn't just bulldog. It was when the instructor grabs you, how do you get out of the hold?
And the secret, when you're 3.5 foot tall and you've got a 6 foot guy trying to stop you from getting to the other side of the room, go for the ears.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, you've been training with Darren for quite a long time now, but this series of training, I just said to him about a year ago, I'd love to come and start doing some training with you. And I think then you piped up, well, can I come? I'm like, that's interesting.
Because here's the thing is that I had, ever since stopping swimming from what age was I, like 13?
Something
I'd
like
just,
that, yeah.
I'd not found a consistent thing. Mm. I was active, but I'd just not found something that I enjoyed doing.
Yeah, you tried running. You complained a lot. I've never seen you on a bike since you were about six.
I liked cycling, but we've rarely had a bike that I could use here.
I suppose the last time you were properly on a bike was when we did that half marathon.
Yeah.
You went round it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this kind of area around the village, I don't like cycling on roads.
Mm.
So to get somewhere to cycle round, it requires all of us getting in a car and going to like
yeah,
Blissford
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we could only, it's only when we had the van.
Yeah, exactly.
We could
when all three of us need big yeah. like adult sized bikes,
and
can't fit that in the
that
Fiesta.
That was pretty argy as well.
Yeah, and now we have two boxers, so it's a whole ordeal. I'm pretty glad I said, can I come?
Yeah.
And obviously Louis was like, you all right?
Yeah.
So that was September last year.
Yeah, so it was nice that actually Darren accepted the challenge to actually train three of us at the same time.
At varying levels of fitness as well. So I just didn't have much strength at all. Upper body was abysmal. Louis obviously had serious issues with his, what he thought was his knees, but actually turned out to be his hamstrings. You were very advanced compared to me and Louis because of the amount of training you'd been doing, PTs and amount of running. But you also hadn't got a lot of weightlifting experience.
No, and I was struggling with mobility.
Yes. Oh, yeah, your ankle mobility. And
well, ankle and
hip
hips.
Mobility.
Yeah, my hips were awful. And that's, again, I've sort of posted about it this morning. I know there are only 5 mile runs. And yeah, okay, for some people that'll sound a lot, but that's sort of like my starting point.
Yeah.
That's my little sort of warm-up.
Well, it is your starting point, isn't it? You've only just started back up.
But I feel different, completely different going out to do those 5 miles right now.
Yeah.
I feel much stronger. Much, much stronger.
Sorry. Emma's just said, you could all get a tandem.
Stick Louis at the front. No, stick Louis at the back.
Oh, no, I want to be at the back because then I can just not pedal. So our training with Darren I remember the very first session, and the first half of the session I thought, oh, I think I'm going to be really good at this, because it was that squat mobility drill.
Okay.
And you and Louis struggled through it.
Awful. I mean, this is where, you know, I get the members to now try and do sort of big sumo squats, and I couldn't do them 6 months ago. I couldn't get anywhere close to a proper squat.
I'm going to see if I can find, I can find the video, because we filmed it. I remember watching it back.
Did we?
Yeah, the very first session we filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
if I can find the video, I'll put it over the YouTube recording. Oh, okay. But essentially, you just got down into a squat and then held one arm up. And then the other arm up, palms facing,
just
as
awful.
In like fingers
awful,
up to the ceiling.
Awful.
And then you just got to stay there,
and then stand.
Go up as if you're holding something above your head, so you can't obviously put your hands on your knees to push yourself. I was actually quite comfortable doing that, and then I looked at you and Louis struggling, and I was like, "Oh wow, okay." I didn't expect me to excel. And then the other half of the session came along, and I was like, "I take back everything well, I said."
I don't remember what.
It was probably something circuit based or kettlebells, and I was there like,
yeah.
But since then. Obviously, we it was on and off because of lockdowns and restrictions. We properly started up again April. Yes. April, because your first session was your birthday.
Yeah.
And since then,
so it is just 6 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we're literally just over 6 months. We've been training with him on a consistent basis,
and then only since the beginning of September have we our training shifted.
Yeah.
Because we went from circuit-based style workouts.
Yeah, we'd throw in the occasional lifting, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and it's basically reversed itself. So now it's full-on strength, and basically we use
the kettlebells as a warm-up.
Yeah. The kettlebells are a warm-up, and using
mobility,
getting mobile, not like circuit to start off with, but just like a few kettlebell swings, a few goblet squats, then we go into basically working on the three big lifts. I don't know about you, but I'm really enjoying the weightlifting.
I've always enjoyed weightlifting. I've always enjoyed it. I just... Again, I think you always need somebody with you to do it.
Mm.
You need that. I mean, I would never have attempted body weight today without knowing that Darren stood right behind me.
Yeah.
You can't bench press. I mean, the safety bars on a bench, you can't put them low enough.
Yeah.
So you need somebody spotting, and you also need somebody who can spot you, who can actually take off the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. No, I would. I mean, I've always enjoyed it. You just don't do much of it, because I've never gone to the gym with a mate or anything. So you need somebody like a Darren to be there.
And one thing for me is that it's given me the confidence to try out. And now we've got our own bar at home. I would have never have attempted deadlifts and squat mobility drills at home, because I wouldn't know what I was doing. Speaking earlier, reminded me of a question. I think Peter asked it. Oh, hello, Coco.
Peter asked it what?
In the members group, why does a PT need a PT?
Why does a PT?
Get close to the mic.
Sorry. You've been digging again, haven't you? Right, I don't need you up here either, okay? We just said. I mean, A for that, it's the confidence side of it. So, for me, training wise, I could train myself most days, and I train with the members most days, which means I have to think about every session, and I have to plan every session. So, for me to turn up, to then not have to think or to worry about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Darren goes, right, okay. And again, as we sort of said, he's at the not just the next level, but the level and the level above that. His understanding about the form, the structure of the move, when you break the move down, the fact that he gets that wooden stick out to straighten our back up. I couldn't do that myself. I wouldn't know that I was arching my back half the time. Not in the correct position. So actually having someone there to check your form. We talk about it like doing exercise in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
And the mirror is there to help you check your form. But even better is actually having somebody there who can do it with you.
Your mic's not really light enough. I just want to make sure it's close enough.
Okay. There's like about half a centimetre difference.
There is,
between
it seems to be very sensitive.
On and off. So why have a trainer? The accountability side of it. So we pay to go twice a week. So guess what? We go twice a week. We prioritize it. So I don't book anything in just before it or just after it. So I make sure that we've got the time to sort of do the session. And I suppose the one occasion where that didn't happen, which was not last week, week before, I had a horrible session.
Yeah, so when you were just setting up the bakery.
Yeah, I had not eaten properly, I'd not slept properly. So my preparation for the workout was terrible.
Mm.
And what happened? I had zero energy, no enthusiasm for it. And you know, and as Darren said, you need to take a break.
Yeah.
And without somebody like, again, Darren or a PT, you know, a good qualified PT who actually is going to spend the time that you're with them, they need to be watching and talking to you, not chatting to mates on Instagram or, you know, or on the phone or just staring at a screen or a clipboard. They need to be invested in what you're doing, because yeah, they will see the difference in you. They know if they can push you or not.
Yeah, if I'd have stuck 80 kilos on it, Darren probably would have stopped me, because yeah, he knows I'm not capable of that yet. Yeah, he's not going to stop me sort of like
doing. But then the other session, I don't know what weight you had on, but he was like, what are you doing? Add on another 5 kilos. Stop messing around. So we touched on it a couple of minutes ago. The 90-day commitment. So it was actually pure coincidence. We said to Darren, look, we want to do just 90 days where we properly focus on building up strength and focusing on these proper heavyweight sessions. So that was the beginning of September, and literally the same week we were having a Zoom call with our members. I think it was Thursday night, and I don't know how it came about, but the 90-day commit. Yeah, so I said, we said to Darren, we want to try the strength-based training for 90 days, and then just a couple of days later, it came up in the members group.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, because we started on a Tuesday with Darren.
Okay, so Thursday.
And that Thursday we had that call. And it was pure coincidence. We hadn't mentioned it.
Hmm.
So basically, all of the members have been on board with this 90-day commitment. We're 2 months of the way through, where it was just 10 minutes of strength or resistance training every day, whatever that might be. You know, resistance bands, dumbbells, whatever it is. And it's just because I think it came from the insulin resistance talk.
Yes, it did. Yes.
and obviously the importance of building up muscle and building up strength. And it's been a really good success. It's been really nice to see, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
we see posts every day, the hashtags in the group every day.
Yeah.
The people doing their 10 minutes. Some do it very, very early. Karen Martin, for one, usually gets hers done by about 8 in the morning. yeah, and others sort of wait until the PT sessions, whatever we're doing.
And I feel like it's just, so what we know from our 90-day commitment with Darren was we're just going to carry on with this because we're all really benefiting. That was my next thing, the changes we've noticed and the benefits. More so from this style of training than the circuit base, and I think that's because the workouts with the members, like the HIIT and the kettlebells, tend to be that sort of circuit
based
thing. Yeah. The strength training is the stuff that we
that's
couldn't
not something
really
I can
do by ourselves.
Yeah, it's not something I can do online either.
Yeah, I'm doing more of it now because I know what to do. Mm. But
yeah, but you need
you
the right equipment.
You can't push yourself, and you can't do one rep maxes on anything except from really a deadlift.
And you need the right equipment.
Exactly.
And so, you know, to do online sessions, it's the basic equipment, the resistance band, the kettlebell, a small set of dumbbells. Doing what you're doing in there now requires an Olympic lifting bar and the proper weights, and, you know, that's a...
I have a rather large collection of plates now, and I still have the bare minimum to do what I want. So I realised earlier this week I had the tens on first. I started off with the tens on. And then, obviously, I added the smaller one, the 5s and the 2.5s. And then I got to a point where I needed to get to 60. And I needed to take all of them off because the 10s needed to be changed for 15s. Because I'd used up everything except from the 15s. I was like...
You need to do it earlier on then, don't you?
Well, no, but my warm-up set is 35 kilos now.
So what's the bar?
15.
Right, so two tens in the bar.
Two okay. tens.
Right, but surely when you go above 45,
yeah,
you strip everything off and put the 15s on.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think about that.
Right.
So anyway, it shows that it can take up a lot more time, because at Darren's he's got, what, like 55 kilos?
Yeah, there's this huge amount. There's so many Olympic bars and so many weights, yeah.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Okay, so changes we've noticed. So I put up a face-to-face Friday in the members group yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Because it like showed the beginning of strength training and then a year in. So I've noticed, obviously, definite strength increases, but also inches lost and whatnot. But I think most of all, I've found the type of training that I really, really enjoy. That's been the most important thing for me.
Right.
What have you noticed?
I'm leaner. I mean, Darren sort of noticed this last week, didn't he? I'd sort of dropped 3 or 4 pounds without doing anything different food-wise, obviously.
Mm.
My training has definitely changed my shape. So I say leaner, but I'm bulkier, more muscle mass, but lighter.
Mm. And Louis, who's obviously... what, 16, turning 17 in a couple of months. He's started to... Because he used to be a bit of a string bean.
Properly developing now. I mean,
he's actually getting some muscle.
Yeah, well, like he's got he's got a lot of muscle now. I mean, arms, chest, sort of. He is mostly arms.
In his defence, he wasn't just the stereotypical gym bro who only trained arms because they only wanted to train arms. He actually had a problem with his knees, which stopped him from training legs.
Yeah, but he is getting there.
Actually, going back to mobility, because that's obviously another thing that we've all noticed improvements in. I was already quite mobile, but I just didn't know how to use it, you know? So I would almost be too flexible, you know, if I was deadlifting or anything. I wouldn't know how to stay rigid. I wouldn't know how to use my core to actually keep myself safe when lifting a heavy weight. And obviously for you, you've sorted out, or not. Is your hip sorted out? Or
I won't
getting
know.
There
I, well, I don't know until I do bigger distances.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't usually cause me issues in the under 10 mile range.
Mm-hmm.
But then the consistent running. But I don't know. I mean, if I certainly don't feel the stiffness in the hips that I used to from running particularly, and I know now that once I get warmed up on a session, I can get into sort of really nice deep squats, and I actually enjoy getting down right down into those big sumo squats.
It's something that you weren't able to do before. I think Louis has been the most noticeable in terms of mobility because of the issue, the really bad issue he was having with his knees.
Yeah, so he had a very, very, very tight hamstring, which was causing him significant knee pain. So we've been to see, just a big shout out to Stuart here, Stuart Lovell, I was forgetting his surname then, who has given Louis some treatment over the last, again, probably 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Initially it was, I think it was once a fortnight, it's now just once every 5 or 6 weeks, just to sort of help loosen up the hamstring. But yeah, so since his hamstring is looser, he's been able to do much more in the way of deadlifting and squats, which he couldn't touch.
Yeah, previously. So obviously lots of people might stay away from the weight training because of issues, you know, oh, I've got a bad back, I've got bad knees. But once you understand the cause behind it and you start working on that, you realise how beneficial the weight training is.
And it's not about lifting big weights.
No, it's about lifting the weight with form.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it's like if ever we are struggling, we drop the weights and get the form back.
There's no ego lifting.
Yeah. There's no point pulling big weights when you are pulling your back, or you know, you're in the wrong position.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just drop it, take the weights off, and start again. No benefit. It's like when Darren was talking, I think, to Louis a couple of days ago about stretching. About stretching his hamstrings, he said there's no benefit for you touching your toes if you're rounding your back.
Mm.
Go as far as you can, keeping your back straight, and you know, pull through the hamstrings that way. Don't try just to reach down just because that looks better.
Am I right in saying that Louis can now deadlift more than you? Or he has, not that he can, but he has deadlift. I think you've stopped at 110. 115?
No. He hasn't done over what I've done. The last time we deadlifted,
yeah,
he did. I stopped at 100. He went up to 105.
I'm sure he went into 112 at one point, but his form was way off.
I don't think.
And that's what I'm saying is he. Let's say he deadlifted 110. Mm. I can't remember the exact thing. So 110 kilos. He can deadlift it, but he can't deadlift it with impeccable form.
Mm.
Therefore, we knocked off several plates
and yeah.
we worked on
yeah, yeah.
deadlifting 80 kilos for a couple of reps
mm.
with a straight back. And that's actually more beneficial to building the muscle rather than going, oh, I can deadlift
yeah.
110, yeah, 120.
Yeah, but by pulling your back, right?
Yeah.
The last time round, I was quite comfortable and I was happy just to stick it at the 100. I know I did more reps.
Yeah.
I didn't do one rep max on that one. I kept doing threes. I did three sets of three at 100K.
I remember one of the first times we did a deadlifting session. Well, not. It was several months into our, you know, a consistent block of training. But you pulled 100 kilos off the floor for the first time, and that was the one rep max.
Yeah.
And to think that we're now doing reps of those now.
Mm. Are we doing deadlifts again on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Well, it's the next one round, isn't it?
Is it?
We've done squats.
Are we just doing a cycle now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we would need to sort of like also do arms as well on some days.
Yeah.
That's
the thing though. Deadlift is such it's a full body exercise yeah, once you do it yeah. right. So, you touched on it briefly when you were talking about there was a session a couple of weeks ago where you had absolutely no energy. And the question we get asked a lot is, what do you eat before or after? What, you know, what's your food routine? And it's quite simple. We don't eat before because we train early morning.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, okay. So we train early morning. And yeah, okay, maybe if we were having to train in the afternoon, then we wouldn't stay fasted for the training.
I wouldn't. I know that.
No, and probably I wouldn't either. So it's what to eat. Well, we don't eat. But if I was going to eat, I wouldn't eat anything other than what I normally eat.
That being said, I have eaten one day I woke up really hungry and I was going to do deadlifts that morning. And I had just made myself, you know, those fudge bars I've been working on.
Yes.
So they're kind of a fat bomb, but they've also got a decent portion of protein in them as well. I literally only had a half of one because I just wanted something quick.
Yeah.
And I pulled a one rep max that day. So, and I also had coffee. So normally when I go training with Darren, I don't have anything. I don't have time to have a coffee or whatever. But when I'm training at home, I have a coffee whilst I'm working out.
Yeah.
I do notice a bit of an energy peak when I've got coffee as well. To be fair, I have then also done that one rep max again, but without the food. So it wasn't essential. Okay. But I suppose the most important thing is you've got to experiment with how you feel after eating various things.
Right, and it's also no different to what I did last year with the running.
Yeah.
The testing of, you know, how I felt whilst I was running. The same route, three different days, three different eating regimes, and I found that the best one for me was to run fasted. Run in that short fast, not the long fast.
Yeah, so just on dinner from yesterday.
Yeah, so the previous food was the night before, and then not consuming any food in the morning. Yes, I still have my coffee with a little bit of cream.
So one thing we haven't experimented with is the longer form fast, because me and Louis just don't do them.
And I haven't done an extended fast for ages.
Yeah, so the most we've probably trained on is probably about 14, 15 hours into a fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have dinner, have pudding at 6 p.m. and then training at 8. But, you know, I suppose you could go up to about 16 to 18.
Well, I wasn't hungry today. I mean, I've been out shopping. I mean, I know they say don't go shopping on an empty stomach, but I wasn't hungry at all this morning after training.
Yeah.
So, you know, I left it until after I'd been shopping.
And then
had my steak.
The other portion of that is we prefer training in the morning. I do, because it's just part of the routine. I feel weird if I haven't done something, you know, a walk or anything in the morning. I'd prefer to do that and then get on with work. Although you do a few member sessions in the evening now, but they're fairly low impact.
Yeah, low impact ones. So I wouldn't. So I'm still able to eat early as normal, or eat sort of dinner sort of 5-ish, and then train. Mm. But yeah, if that was a HIIT session, then I'd probably have to think about that again.
I just don't like training on a not even full stomach, but just on any.
Yeah, no, but I don't mind, and I'm happy to sort of do the dumbbells, the resistance bands, kettlebells, just about, as long as I don't fly around too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, eating beforehand, I suppose it's just, again, you know, this lifestyle doesn't rely on eating carbs for fuel. So if you need to eat beforehand, then, you know, the last time I ate a proper breakfast before exercise was marathons, and it was just eggs and avocado.
Mm.
You know, and just gave it a couple of hours. You don't need to change what you eat to fit the exercise. You know, if you feel like you do need to eat, then just stick to the foods that we are eating. You don't, I mean, the idea of having a protein shake beforehand, or I don't know. What do most people eat before they go to work out now? Forgotten.
Well, if pre-workout's like a mixture of caffeine and sweeteners, isn't it?
Yeah.
And some people drink protein shakes during and after a workout. We did get some protein powders, but actually none of us have used them in the way that you'd normally use them. We'll just save them for baking and making those fudge bars I was talking about. I did experiment with drinking protein, but to be honest, I didn't really notice any difference. I would rather eat my protein.
Yeah. I'd way rather eat it. I mean, again, my breakfast today was a Big Daddy steak. So that's 100 grams of protein just there for breakfast. Yes, I'll eat again later. But then I've spent many days in the last couple of weeks actually not eating a huge amount. I've just not been that hungry. I take electrolytes. Do we take electrolytes every morning? I take it as and when. I don't necessarily have a specific time that I take it. Now I'm constantly drinking, and I've finished it. I need to go and refill my water, but I'm constantly drinking salted water, or water with salt. And I will add, and certainly now I'm doing a bit more running, I'll add a little bit of magnesium to my water just to help with any muscle soreness. But the electrolyte drink, I have it in the fridge, and I tend to just have it as and when. You'll get to, if you're fairly new to this and you are taking electrolytes in the morning, you'll just get used to when you feel best having them. I don't want to drink them before I go exercising. That's my thing, because it's too much acid. So I'd rather have them later on. And as long as you're taking them, as long as you're getting them in, then, you know, you decide when's best for you to have your electrolytes. It's like food. You decide when you want to eat. You know, breakfast is whenever you decide to break your fast.
Now, I'm going to get in trouble here from some people. Why? Because, obviously, electrolytes are very important. They're essential. Neither me or Louis take any. Does Louis have salt in his water?
Yeah, Louis has salt in his water.
So I went through, I used to, take had salt in my water, and I used to have the extra mineral tablets every day.
Yeah.
Because I used to struggle with pins and needles in my hands, and that was the issue, is just low minerals, because I wasn't eating enough. Mm. However, since increasing my food, I then started to notice negative side effects from having things like salt in my water. This is a personal thing, and this is why you've got to change it depending on how you feel.
How it works for you, level of salt, level of
There was a time where electrolytes were important for me, yeah. and now I seem to get what I need from food, because I've increased the amount I eat, the frequency I eat, and, you know, I just in general obviously eat a wide enough range of everything. So
you eat more in the way of the green veggies,
and that's the thing, I also eat more carbs,
yeah, so you eat more of that than I do most days. I mean,
yeah,
you know, my veggies today, my greens today, or carbs today, were a handful of leafy greens. Mm. And I know people, I talk about it with people, but that was it. I just stuck my hand in a bag of leaves.
Because you got all your nutrition from
all the steak. So, I mean, you know, it was probably less than a gram of carbs from leafy greens. Whereas Ella will use, you'll use like white cabbage, peppers. Leeks.
I'll often have a stir fry or something.
A veggie stir fry with your good sort of source of protein.
Yeah. And maybe it's an age thing.
Could be.
I don't know.
Keep talking. I need to go and fill my water bottle up.
I've noticed no negative effects of stopping my extra mineral tablets and the salt in my water. However, if I do find that I need the extra minerals again, so I personally don't like the electrolyte drink that Dad makes. So I use the capsules from BioHealth. Right now I find that I don't need them. But again, I know that it's a constant thing that's changing, and maybe I will need them again in the future. So, again, it's very personal, and it's annoying when we can't give a straight answer. But it does depend. Yeah. So what's that? A scoop of magnesium?
I've just filled up my, and it's only just over a 1 litre, 1.2 litre bottle of water. I've put in it about a half a teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt, and I've put in almost a scoop of this magnesium citrate.
So for the podcast listeners, that's from MyProtein.
Yeah, so MyProtein magnesium citrate. It's do you know what? And I actually really enjoy the taste of this now. It's weird because I mean, it sent the water a bit cloudy. So you can sort of see it's gone a bit sort of milky. But I really enjoy the taste of it now with magnesium in. But just I'm taking it because I know that because I've just started running again, I'm going to be aching a little bit more tomorrow probably than a normal workout session. So, you know, doing the running after the weights this morning. So I'm just doing it to help recovery, really. There was something I was going to say, but I've forgotten.
I suppose one more thing we probably touch on is protein. And the sort of, well, the food we eat, which is fairly straightforward. So on a day-to-day basis, our meals are quite simple. Obviously, we do have, shameless plug, we have a free recipe library on our website, if you don't know. And there are lots of amazing recipes on there. Most of them are, fit. You're just saying that because Michelle's on the live stream.
Mine.
Most of them are fairly straightforward, unless Michelle's got a hold of.
Yeah, most of them are straightforward until Cooper gets hold of them and decides that it needs 74 more ingredients.
But you know, there's things like the bacon cheeseburger pie, which is really straightforward. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, if we're not filming a live and we're not cooking a recipe video, it'll just be a protein with some vegetables. In its various forms.
And to be fair, if you think about what we had this week, one day we just, I think we planned something and we just didn't fancy it. I can't remember what it was now, but we had the pork steaks. So
we'd planned to do the duck, but we ran out of time because we were finding a new recipe for duck.
So I chucked into the Ninja Grill, packet of pork steaks, put some barbecue blend on it, and all we did was fry down some cabbage and leeks. That was it. That was dinner. It was done in about 10 minutes.
I know there are blends, but they actually are a real lifesaver when you just don't know what you want to do, but you don't want just plain meat and veg.
Yeah, we were going to be... it was either going to be Chinese blend or barbecue blend.
Yeah. The Ketaroma spice blends, that's what we're on about. They're on our website.
But yeah, our eating on a daily basis is usually pretty simple. Yeah. Isn't it? It's straightforward and simple. I've been out shopping today. I bought a packet of chicken breast. I bought a packet of chicken thighs. I bought a packet of minced beef. Probably none of this is on the meal plan for next week, actually. Just realised.
You're cooking chicken Kiev with the members on Wednesday.
Okay, excellent. I got some white fish. And
you were going to do battered fish on Monday. Well done.
Wow. And I got some ribeye steaks.
Yeah.
And from those few things, I mean, I know we've got things like tuna in the fridge. In the cupboard, and I know we've got numerous packs of cheese in the fridge as well. But just based on those few simple proteins, we know that we can create all of our meals pretty rapidly. I mean, even the things like, you know, the tandoori salmon or the tandoori chicken or the chicken tikka masala, they don't take long to make. And they're just a simple protein with the usual range of spices and herbs that we use.
So in terms of protein, all of us aim for about 1 gram per pound of body weight per day.
One gram per pound of body weight per day.
So...
Yeah, today I'll get there.
Yeah.
Today I'll absolutely get there because that steak was 100 grams of protein.
Yeah. But then you've also had quite a few days recently where that's
where I suffered, not last week, week before, that's where I did suffer, where I wasn't eating enough and then I suddenly felt just...
Empty
of power. Not empty hungry, just empty of power. Excellent. We'll get... Should we answer that question now? Finish
what you were talking about and then...
Okay. So for today, I will probably end up on well over 200 grams of protein. Well over. Because I don't know what we potentially might be having steak again. I didn't intend to have steak for breakfast, but it was in the fridge. There's the excuse. It was in the fridge. And I won't worry about the fact that I'm having 200 grams of protein today, and it'll probably mean that I won't eat again until quite late tomorrow. I know that if I have a good protein day today, and good meaning, 200 grams plus, I'll tend to not have as much food tomorrow. And that just swings around as well. Again, there'll be days when I'm hungry, and I'll maybe eat sort of at least two meals, if not three meals. And there'll be days, and I know it's usually when we are busy at the bakery, and you go, okay, you don't eat while you're there, so you just crack on with it, So yeah, I'm using today as a refeed day. There you go,
Louis. Louis' struggle was not protein by any means. Louis's main struggle was calories, because obviously as a 16-year-old, to bulk up, which he has done, he was looking at 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day.
That's his metabolic rate, isn't it? 2,500 calories.
But that's the thing, is that he'd lost weight since starting training because he couldn't. Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't track food, but you can kind of guesstimate. He did a couple of days where he was pushing to 3,000, and he kind of learned what he needed to do. So for him, it's basically the opposite of what I do, because he's fine with high quantity dairy, so he'll use mascarpone and things like that to bump up the calories. And that wasn't his problem at all. For me, I just focus on a protein source at each meal, whether that's two or three a day, and then. Dessert is non-negotiable. That always happens. So, and our dessert choices is probably either a ricotta mousse that we make or the lava cake, both of which have about 10 grams of protein.
Yeah.
So if I focus on...
Do you know what? I haven't made any of my egg protein, chocolate protein, my egg chocolate mousses recently, yeah. And I really enjoyed them. So actually, I'm going to make some more of those today.
I normally do about breakfast tends to be the highest protein meal for me, but then dinners have been increasing recently. So it's probably about 50 grams in each meal.
Right.
That's if I'm eating twice a day, and then with dessert, I've got it. There you go.
Yeah.
Easy for me. It takes a little bit of education if you don't know what protein is in what, because it's a common misconception.
All right, and this is where we sort of always come back to when you're sitting down to eat, focus on the protein, prioritize the protein, because if you only eat that, then you're going to get pretty much everything that you need. If you're not prioritizing protein, then you're going to end up filling up on other stuff. And that could be other, you know, that other stuff is either carbs or fat. And you will invariably suffer for not having enough protein.
Mm. I notice a difference. Protein isn't an energy source in the way that carbs and fat are. But I notice a difference in my training when I've not eaten enough the previous day.
And I just want to come back to something I posted earlier. I think it was, it was earlier today, about lifting and not confusing weightlifting with powerlifting, i.e. you don't have to be pulling huge weights to get the benefit of lifting.
Mm.
So, and lifting should be part of everyone's fitness regime, because the way you maintain your overall body strength, your mobility, your bone density, all comes from lifting.
And lifting to everyone will be different. So to us, it includes, you know, a barbell with several plates on it. To other people, it might be shoulder pressing a tin of tomatoes.
Hmm.
It's still lifting.
Well, and it's where we all start. You start, I mean...
And a lot of, when you do your low impact classes with the members, a lot of members are surprised as to how effective it is.
Yeah.
Is just spending 40 minutes in that low impact class.
Yeah.
Pressing very light weight.
Yeah.
But getting that form down and learning to use the right muscles, and it really, really does make a difference.
Yeah, it's just that thing that I shared earlier was about sort of the benefits, the long-term benefits of lifting for our overall health in later life. We shouldn't just think, well, lifting is for those that want to build bulk. Lifting is about sort of maintaining the ability to push yourself out of a chair, to pick things up. You know, it creates that form.
And in my post yesterday, I said the thing that I love most about strength training and weightlifting is it's not a... Obviously, you can get competitive with it. You can, you know, compete and whatnot. But for the everyday person, the only competition is your previous self. So everyone's one rep max, you can't compare it.
But that is no different to a runner.
Yeah.
You are a runner the second you put a pair of running shoes on and start sort of like putting one foot in front of the other when you go out.
Yeah.
The only competition from that point onwards is, okay, I've just done a mile in 10 minutes.
No, let's do it in 9 minutes 55.
Can I improve on
and
that?
And it's the tiny, tiny increments. Yeah. And I suppose that's what I like the most, because it can be easy to look at... I follow a few different powerlifters on Instagram, and, you know, they're pulling like 200 kilos off the floor.
Mm.
And I'm there celebrating my 65 kilos. But it's still a celebration, because it's my win. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, it'll be 70.
Look, and it's no different to anything, is it? It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing.
Yeah.
It does not matter if somebody is, you know, I can deadlift 100 kilos, and there'll be guys that will go, yeah, and?
That's my warm-up.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not worried about that. I'm absolutely not worried about that, because they're not me, I'm not them, and, you know, I'm happy with what I do.
I saw a post the other day that said, you'll never get criticism, you know, you'll never get someone saying, oh, I can do XYZ from people who are actually better than you. It'll always be the people who want to try and prove that they're this, you know.
It's like
you'll get these female powerlifters who are bench pressing 60 kilos, and you'll get these 14-year-old boys in the comments, I can do that easy. Well, yes, but did she ask for your opinion?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Does anyone care?
No.
No.
No. Lesson in life, don't listen to others.
Yeah.
Right, just answering Susan's question. So one of the Facebook questions, and this is a members-related question. So is there a weekly diary of all things happening with KFC, Keto Fitness Club, members? Yes. So Susan, head into the events section on the members group. So you'll see a whole list of events.
Or if you're not a member and you want to see what goes on.
Oh, yeah. It's
there's a page on the website. Right, I'll put it in the descriptions of the various things that you'll be watching this on.
Okay.
Kick month. I'm just going to put it in there.
Yeah. So, Susan, in the also in the members group, every day Chris posts what's coming up tomorrow. So you'll see a post about 6 o'clock every evening. And it's a quick sort of a graphic to show what's on the next day. Effectively, there's something on every single day in the members group. Tomorrow, which is Sunday, I do a double PT session. So first session at 8:30 is a HIIT session. Second one tomorrow is kettlebells. Mm-hmm. We alternate through kettlebells, resistance bands, and dumbbells. Tomorrow 11:30 we've got Breakfast Club, one of our social sessions. So it's just it's a conversation. It's an opportunity for members just to get together.
Sometimes it's serious questions. Yeah, sometimes exactly. They're ordering llama leggings. Yes, it really does depend on the day.
Social sessions are very much open to any conversation. And nothing else tomorrow. Then is there a quiz on tomorrow night?
No. So there's a Kit Cafe on tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course, there's a Kit Cafe on tonight. So, no, there's a Keto Cafe on tonight, not Kit Cafe.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Different things. And then we've got a full schedule of stuff throughout the week. So I did a post about this earlier in the members group, welcoming new members. There's 9 fitness sessions throughout the week. There's 3 cooking sessions. Mm-hmm. Ian on a Monday night with mindset conversation. And then multiple other Zooms, which are just about topics, so activity, media, all sorts of things. So, Susan, just again, head into the events section on the members group, and you will find, because I've seen them all being created, you'll find a whole list of events in there.
And yeah, obviously I've just put the link in to the live feed and it'll be in the descriptions of the YouTube and the audio podcast once that's up as well. It's a page to the Kick month. The current month has only just started.
Yeah, current month's just started. I did a kick workshop on Wednesday. We had close to 40 people come and join us for that session, which is great because it's an introduction to a keto low-carb lifestyle. So understanding, let's break it down. It's just taking away some of the fear. Some of the confusion, some of the overwhelm, just to help people get started. And then once we've finished with the workshop, it's straight into a month of activities within the members group. And again, all members are welcome to come and join every activity.
And on that webpage, there's a timetable of the 4 weeks that we're currently going through. And in a couple of weeks' time, it'll be updated with the next kick month, which starts mid-November.
So there's one more kick month before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And then it kicks off again.
And then it kicks
off again.
No pun
intended. On that, the 29th, I think, of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's the information if you're not a member but you want to see what goes on.
Okay.
We've been live for an hour.
Right, brilliant. Thanks for those that are still watching on Facebook. Sorry if we've really bored you to tears. Actually, it's really interesting to sort of to see, to feel the benefits of the last, well, what's been 8 weeks now, hasn't it? With the coming up to 8 weeks,
yeah,
with the end of,
yeah,
the sort of like the strength sessions that we've been doing, the lifting sessions that we've been doing. I've noticed, certainly in the last couple of weeks, the body shape change. I've noticed the better muscle definition. which is weird because at 50 I have more pronounced abs than I've ever had. I have bigger arms, chest, shoulders.
People notice even at Kestival.
Yeah.
That you were just more muscly.
Yeah. And I didn't think that was that possible for me at this, you know, at this stage of life. But it is. It is. Eat right, train right, and anything's possible.
And on that note, thanks for watching. Yeah. And actually, we, Michelle, I never noticed.
Sorry, who are you?
I've written down a list of different people we want to get on our podcast.
Members,
now.
Be warned.
So we may be reaching out.
Yeah, actually, we want to start bringing you some of the stories.
Which is what this podcast was originally about.
Some of the stories that are in. I mean, people, we you know, if you follow us on the public page, then there's this Face to Face Friday, which as we know has inspired lots of people, and there are stories behind every one of those pictures. So you know, just putting it out there, but. On the list of names, and Ella might decide to bleep this bit out, but we know we're live, so you know. Pauline, I'll be wanting to come and talk to you very soon. Karen Martin, who have you written down there? Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie. Harry.
Oh, Harry. Harry. We need to see Harry.
Lee. Tracy.
Yeah.
Nanny
so,
Jean.
So there's a whole list of members that we want to. Have a conversation with and just get their story and understand maybe
because there'll be someone out there that relates to it.
Yeah, understand why you started this and what's happened since. And we've got a lot of members that have just gone through or coming up to a year in the group. And actually this also came from a conversation we had on Wednesday when somebody said, "Oh, I've tried everything and, you know, I'm just, I can't repeat the word that she said, but it was, you know, scared and conscious that maybe this won't work for me. And we just said, give yourself a year, you know, stick with the basics, stick with the group, give yourself a year and see what can happen in a year. And that's all that these members have done. I mean, Pauline's just gone through her year, hasn't she?
Mm.
I wasn't aware of that, and then you look at the pictures. What's the changes that have happened in that 1 year? Same for Karen. Harry just seems to do it in quicker time.
Harry's half a person.
Harry's almost half the person he was a year ago. But yeah, so members, be aware. I'll be scared. We're coming for you. right, go on then.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, see you in the next episode. Hopefully with somebody.
Goodbye.
Bye.